Joe Biden in 2022, there's a lot of reason to be hopeful in 2020 about coronavirus pandemic. By Charlie Spiring on January 4, 2022. President Joe Biden mistakenly said there was reason for hope in the year 2020 in the ongoing fight against the coronavirus. It is currently the year 2022. Biden spoke about the pandemic during video conference coronavirus briefing on his digital set in the executive office building across the street from the White House. He again warned Americans of the pandemic of the unvaccinated on Tuesday, but admitted that more vaccinated people were also catching the virus. "This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated, so we got to make more progress," he said. But he acknowledged a surge in cases among even the vaccinated, making it difficult for businesses and schools to stay open. "You can still get COVID, but it's highly unlikely, very unlikely you'll become seriously ill," Biden said. "We're seeing COVID-19 cases among vaccinated and workplaces across America, including here at the White House." Biden repeatedly urged Americans to get vaccinated to protect themselves from the virus. "I know, Dr. Fauci, I'm like an echo chamber here, okay? I know it," he said. "But repeating myself what Dr. Fauci said it very clearly, booster shots work." Biden warned the unvaccinated that they risk death by resisting the shots. "You'll experience severe illness in many cases if you get COVID-19 if you're not unvaccinated. Some will die, needlessly die," he said. Biden urged parents to get their children ages 5 and over to get vaccinated, calling it the best way to protect them in schools. He also said that children should continue social distancing in classrooms and buses and wearing masks so that schools could stay open. "Unvaccinated kids are at risk," he said, previewing guidance from the CDC that would soon allow some children to get booster shots. He repeated that it was dangerous for children to be spending time with unvaccinated people. "For parents with kids too young to be vaccinated, surround your kids with people who are vaccinated and make sure you're masking in public," he said.